Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our fall membership drive, and we'll talk about more about that in a few minutes. Right now, we're thinking about weight today, weight these days. A recent Gallup poll found that the majority of Americans are either overweight or obese. We're also worried about the quality and nutrition of the food we eat. Can we maintain health and treat disease by eating the right foods? Now there is the real Mayo Clinic diet based on scientific research and clinical experience that identifies habits of people who maintain a healthy weight and the habits of those who don't. Jennifer Nelson is director of clinical dietetics and an associate professor of nutrition at College of Medicine, Mayo Clinic. She is a registered dietitian and has been with the Mayo Clinic since 1978. Jennifer Nelson was the co-editor of the James Beard Foundation award-winning The New Mayo Clinic Cookbook, and she is the associate medical editor of the new book, The Mayo Clinic Diet. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thanks, Ann. This is great.
I want to tell our folks that they're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News and that this is our fall membership drive. This is a listener-supported public radio station. We depend on you to make our drive a success. Please make your pledge of support right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $2,000. We can meet this goal with your help. 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And with a pledge of support at the $120 level, our thank you gift to you is the book, The Mayo Clinic Diet, Eat Well, Enjoy Life, Lose Weight. This book is written and edited by the weight loss experts at Mayo Clinic. Make a pledge of $120 right now. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And thank you. Jennifer Nelson, in the introduction, Dr. Donald Hensrud, the medical editor-in-chief, said that bogus Mayo Clinic diets have been circulating for decades.
That's correct. You know, when I first came to Mayo back in the late 70s, it was very common to get then letters from around the world saying, is this truly the Mayo diet? And it was generally based on grapefruit, hard-boiled eggs, bacon, and or a cabbage soup type diet that was attributed to Mayo. And we used to spend a lot of time and a lot of stamps sending letters back to people around the world trying to, you know, thwart that myth.
Why did it seem like this was a good time to not only thwart the myth, but issue your own diet?
Well, you know, as you know, over the last probably 5 years, the statistics for obesity have become shocking. You know, the latest ones came out in 2010 from CDC, and it shows that, you know, a third of adults are obese, and even more alarmingly, close to 20%, actually 17% of children between the ages of 2 and 19 are obese. And no state has a population, has less than 20% of their population, you know, in the right category. 20% of their populations are obese. And so it was time to put out the real Mayo Clinic diet.
My guest is Jennifer Nelson of the Mayo Clinic. Jennifer is the co-editor of the James Beard Foundation award-winning The New Mayo Clinic Cookbook. She's associate medical editor of the new book, The Mayo Clinic Diet. That's what we're talking about today. If you have a question or a comment for Jennifer, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And if you're just joining us, I want to remind you that this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Jennifer Nelson is our guest this hour, and she's associate editor of the Mayo Clinic Diet. This book is our thank you gift this hour. This 18-chapter book is full of colorful pictures, great graphics, charts, and more. It is not a book about fad diets. It is a book that will teach you to eat well and enjoy life. Make a pledge of $120, and we will send you the Mayo Clinic Diet. Call 1-866-897-9678. 1-877-897-9678 and make a pledge of $120 and support public radio. That's 1-866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Let's make that call right now. And if you have any questions for Jennifer Nelson, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Dan Fisher Facebook page and post your question or comment there as well. There are three parts to the book, Jennifer. The first part is a jumpstart for weight loss designed to help someone lose 6 to 10 pounds in just 2 weeks. Why can't someone just stay on that diet?
Well, actually, one can. However, you do need to kind of learn some of the intricacies of food preparation. You need to have a great knowledge base of changing health behaviors. And so even though we've slimmed it down to a lose it phase, it provides a foundation to go on and live it. And that live it phase gives you more details for how to incorporate it into a lifelong pattern.
Is the lose it phase two to keep people's spirits up? Because a lot of people, if they're not losing the weight immediately, the sacrifice, they just don't make the connection.
Yes, that's true. Part of it is that you want to be motivated. You want to see results. We're all human, after all. And, you know, I think that dieting is hard work, quite honestly. You know, the numbers of people that I've worked with over the years show that this is, you know, a constant struggle. And certainly the obesity statistics in our nation show that, you know, many people's attempts are difficult to ingrain into lifelong behaviors. That's not to say that it's hopeless. We have learned that there are fundamental things in our lifestyle, in our food selections, and in how we approach weight management that can result in lifelong successful weight loss. And that's what that's what Lose It sort of sets you up to learn. It gets you into 15 habits that you need to have some awareness of are you following any of these habits or not, and eventually mastering those habits. Sounds like a lot of habits, but they're all quite simple.
What has changed so much about our lifestyles? Is it the stuff we eat or the activity level? What's changed that all of a sudden we have this epidemic? Not all of a sudden, but you said just 5 years ago there's been a gigantic change in just 5 years.
Yes. Well, the scientists are thinking that, you know, of course the causes are complex, but we've narrowed it down to some behavioral things, environmental things, and even our own physiology, how we interact with our environment biologically and physiologically. You know, we all know that food is more prevalent in our daily lives. You can walk out of an office and into a coffee break room, and it's not just coffee there anymore. It's vending machines. It's goodies that have been brought in by other people. You know, we are not going to have to go out and make our own foods. The foods are practically throwing themselves in our laps, and having that sort of environment challenges us to make wise decisions and to get through temptation. Also, just some of our behaviors, as I mentioned, you know, we are into to celebrating with food. You know, it used to be just around holiday time that we would celebrate massive meals. Now people are celebrating weekly with happy hours and hors d'oeuvres and, you know, having people over a couple of times a week, or we're rewarding our children with food. You know, it's a behavioral issue. And then finally, physiologically, you know, maybe your listeners are familiar with a recent study that came out in The Lancet just back in August that shows that we're finding out that our bodies respond differently to calories. It used to be that we'd think, okay, we just cut 500 calories out of our day and we'll lose a pound a week. Well, that's not necessarily so either. So there's a lot of things that are happening, and the causes of obesity are complex, and the solutions to obesity are also somewhat complex.
Then why does a book like this work for so many people? Because obviously you want lots of different kinds of people to do it. How do they adjust it to make it work for the individual?
We tried to cut it down to intuitive, common sense changes. As I mentioned before, the lose it phase gets you into looking at what you do every day in terms of adding five healthy habits into your day or breaking five unhealthy habits, and then beginning to adopt some bonus habits that will really enhance your ability to lose weight. And some of those habits are very simple. Eating a healthy breakfast every day. Emphasizing more fruits and vegetables.
It's hard to believe. There's a big emphasis on the breakfast every day, and it's hard to imagine people who have weight problems skip breakfast. That's one of my favorite meals.
Many do skip breakfast, and you're going for a long period of time from when you go to bed till when you eat that first meal.
Yeah.
And physiologically, your body slows down. And so when metabolism slows down, your calorie burning ability slows down. You do need some food to kind of rev up your system. And it doesn't take much. We're not talking about, you know, like a bacon and egg and several pieces of toast type breakfast. We're talking about something light, something healthy, something really tasty.
We're talking about healthy habits right now with Jennifer Nelson of Mayo Clinic. And you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're covering topics here from politics to the economy to medical issues like today. And today we're talking about better health and losing weight. Pledge $120 to our station, and we'll thank you with the Mayo Clinic Diet. That's the book we're talking about right now. It's a hardcover book. It's filled with lots of practical advice. Remember, the pledges of $60 or more get you the WOSU member card, too. The member card is good for discounts at more than 200 restaurants and attractions. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $120 for this great and informative book. And pick up another healthy habit by supporting your public radio station. And thanks for your support. That's 1-866-897-9678 and pledge $120 for the Mayo Clinic Diet and get the member card and become a member of WOSU right now. We have $1,800 to go. Thanks to Cindy in Ashland. Thanks so much for your support, Cindy. Everybody else, think about it. Think about what makes your life complete every day. Good food, good friends, and good public radio. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make your pledge right now. Before you even get to the carbs versus calories issues or any of the nutritional aspects of diet, Jennifer, you talk about change, changing those good habits, changing to good habits, changing from bad habits. Why do you start the book with the behavior and not the information about, you know, what calories are and what the difference between carbs and fats and things like that are?
By focusing on behaviors, it's familiar to most people. Most people will know whether or not they eat breakfast. Most people will know how much time they spend watching TV and in sedentary behaviors. Most people will know whether or not they get out and move for 30 to 60 minutes a day. When you get into dieting, it's a bit more complicated. As you mentioned before, you know, do you do high pro? Do you do high fat? Do you do low carb? Do you do something in between? By the time you try to figure all of that out, plus there's thousands, literally thousands of different foods to choose from in our grocery store, you really need to address the big things first and then get into the details. And that's how we've set up the Mayo Clinic Diet. We've put it in very simple terms, and we've given you some very simple guidelines or the Mayo Clinic Healthy Weight Pyramid to kind of structure your habits and your food choices.
If you want to talk with Jennifer Nelson of the Mayo Clinic, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org, and you can go to our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. Zainab, a caller, was driving, so he just left the question with us, Jennifer, and asked, do different body types metabolize food differently, pear-shaped versus apple-shaped body? Does diet take this into account?
That question is an intriguing question, and the answers aren't in yet. The latest study that was done by the researchers in the Lancet did not analyze for specific body types. However, I suspect that there, well, we all know individuals who are short and kind of round, tall and kind of lean, average, you know, and in between, and some gain weight easier than others. I suspect that in the next probably 20 years, we'll be able to answer that question with more comfort, with greater ease. What we do know, though, is that there are ways that individuals can take a look at their eating style and their exercise and their stress levels and begin to cut back on calories, increase their exercise, de-stress themselves, and they succeed in losing weight, and they're able to keep the weight off long term.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're covering topics. Well, we're talking about the Mayo Clinic diet book today. The book includes a quick start plan that will help you lose 6 to 10 pounds in 2 weeks. It is a plan and a lifestyle that will help you accomplish real and lasting weight loss. It's no fad, but a solid common sense approach brought to you by an organization that is an award-winning health information resource, Mayo Clinic. The book starts with a quiz to check your motivation and then continues with a review of the food pyramid and a quick reference guide to the basics of a healthy lifestyle. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now at the $120 pledge level. The Mayo Clinic Diet Book is our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. And thanks to Jeffrey in Columbus, we have $1,700 to go. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge over our secure server. I always get so excited during membership drive week. I think I burn a few extra calories, Jennifer.
I'm sure you do, Anne.
I don't know if it's from sweating bullets or what, but how does, when you're talking about energy and exercise and that sort of a thing, what do we mean by that in this day and age?
Energy and exercise are really very basic. When you talk about energy, it's calories. It's fuel for the body. When you talk about exercise, exercise burns that fuel. And so, you know, be it if you're revved up and you're moving around your office right now while you're, you know, doing your pledge drive, you're burning some more calories. Stress also burns some calories, as well as has the downside too. So, you know, hopefully you're going to be kind to yourself once.
I worked out already today.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's important to keep exercise and calories in balance.
People sometimes say, but I'm cutting back on my calories. Why aren't I losing weight? And I'm walking. I mean, there's like a tipping point, isn't there?
There is, and that's the interesting thing about the study from the Lancet that came out in August of this year. They were able to, you mentioned, you know, this, and traditionally we've called that plateau in body weight loss.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing really good, and then all of a sudden it stops, okay? Well, this is your body readjusting. When you lose weight, you're not only losing body fat, but you're also losing some muscle. And the way you maintain muscle is hopefully that you're exercising. Muscle burns calories. Fat is just a sponge. Calories go into fat. So if you're losing muscle, you're losing some ability to burn calories while you're dieting. And so, you know, this is what these researchers figured out. One of the good things, though, is that the obvious was proven. Plateaus don't last forever. You are able to kick it up a notch, but what you might have to do is drop your calories a little further and exercise a little more. So it may be a several-step process.
A lot of the exercise recommendations in the book are, I don't know, they seem kind of mild to me, maybe 30 minutes a day. That doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, when you consider that one-third of the population
never,
you know, really is not doing 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
And, you know, and what we really encourage is stepping it up to an hour a day and mixing it up with not only aerobic, but also, you know, in other words, air, you know, pumping it up and, you know, getting your breathing rate up and your heart rate up, but also doing some strength training too, lifting some weights, making sure that your muscles are challenged and not just challenged from an aerobic standpoint.
And injuries can be a big problem, so there's a lot of caution in the book about exercising safely and getting into it, easing yourself into it if you haven't exercised in a long time.
That's true, and that's particularly true for individuals who are deconditioned. In other words, it could be a weekend warrior type person,
mm-hmm.
or it could be a person who's just, you know, kind of sick and tired of carrying around a few extra pounds and, you know, haven't been in a gym class since high school or done anything other than walk. And so walking is a great way to kind of step into exercise. And we also really encourage use of a pedometer to kind of be able to quantitate how many steps you're taking, how far you're walking, as well as keeping track according, you know, using your watch. How long are you walking? How long are you exercising?
Speaking of keeping track, we're keeping track of the pledges that are rolling in at WOSU right now. Thanks to Barbara and Timothy in Columbus, we have $1,580 to go. We are getting there with your help. Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. I just want to, if you haven't, you're just tuning in, this is All Sides with Dan Fisher. Our goal this hour was $2,000, and we have $1,580 to go before the end of the hour. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And with a membership to 89.7 NPR News, you will be supporting public radio and supporting All Sides. And this hour only, we are offering you the Mayo Clinic Diet. This book is easy to understand and accessible. It will teach you how to maintain a healthy lifestyle because better health is the key to better weight. Pick up the phone, call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org and pledge $120 right now. But even a dollar a week or $5 a week or $10 a week, whatever you can afford, we appreciate 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org. It says don't start a diet until you're ready. How do you know when you're ready to start a diet?
Well, there are some indications. And the first indication is, has there been something kind of nibbling in the back of your mind? You know, are you... Yeah, you know, just sort of we call it pre-contemplation. You know, I think I really need to do something about my weight. Or, you know, you're sitting at dinner and you're looking down at your plate and you're ready to just sort of, you know, take your plate to the sink and scrape it all into the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that you're tired of the same old thing. You know that it's maybe not very healthy. So, you know, you're thinking about diet. Well, the next step is, you know, well, there may be other indications, of course, too. You know, are you sort of borderline hypertensive? Are your blood sugars creeping up? Do you have a family history of heart disease? You know, diabetes, you know, what have you? All of these are diseases that are associated with carrying extra weight around. And so, and or a sign that your diet is just plain poor quality. And so, you know, when you think you're kind of, you know, pre-contemplative, that's a perfect time to start to plan what your next step will be, to maybe pick up the book and take a look at the habits for Lose It. Because, again, this is a softer way of moving yourself into those changes. Again, we're talking about just very basic habits in the first part of the book, and those habits can really pay off with a 6 to 10 pound weight loss in 2 weeks. And by the end of 2 weeks, you're motivated. You want to learn more. You want to get into the details.
In Chapter 3, psychologist Matthew Clark talks about breaking habits, and a lot of the advice reminds me of Smoke Stoppers. That's the behavior modification regimen that I went through to quit smoking more than 20 years ago. And just the way he was describing a lot of the behaviors, it made me think of addiction. And is eating sweets an addiction? I mean, are we talking about addictive type behaviors, or is it really just strictly habit?
Just as there can be, you know, people can become addicted to cigarettes or addicted to alcohol. People can become addicted to food. Some anyway, not everyone, but the principles that you mentioned about, you know, smoking cessation or about, you know, coming away from alcohol are pretty much the same. You know, they are, you know, telling yourself that, you know, the urge to eat or the urge to smoke or the urge to have a drink, you know, wait it out, you know, chances are, you know, it'll pass. You know, do something to distract yourself, you know, surround yourself with similar friends and a support group, focus on the positive. All of these are classic ways of, you know, breaking some of these bad habits.
My guest is Jennifer Nelson of Mayo Clinic. We're talking about the book, The Mayo Clinic Diet, Eat Well, Enjoy Life, Lose Weight. If you have a question for Jennifer, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to our Facebook page, All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page, if you want. You can see a picture of Jennifer in the book if you want. Right there on, let's see, what page is that? Page 21. There's Jennifer Nelson. She is in charge of Chapter 2, Add 5 Habits. If you want to see the book for yourself, pledge $120 right now, today. Our goal this hour was $2,000, and we have $1,400 left to go before the end of the hour. Thanks to John in Columbus for that, for your support. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678, and with a membership to 89.7 NPR News, you will be supporting public radio and supporting All Sides, and you'll make those volunteers that have come all the way to the studio today to answer your calls feel a lot better about being here. Let's keep them busy. This hour only, we're offering you the Mayo Clinic Diet. The book is an easy-to-understand and accessible book. It will teach you how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, because better health is the key to better weight. Pick up the phone and call 1-866-897-9678, or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org and pledge $120 or whatever you can afford today. 1-866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. And thank you for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. The Mayo Clinic Healthy Weight Pyramid, it says it's similar to the U.S. government's food pyramid. How do they differ? What's the difference?
Well, the Mayo Clinic pyramid has fruits and vegetables at its base, whereas the USDA pyramid, or the My Plate now logo.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah, puts its emphasis on whole grains. It's a subtle difference. However, the healthy weight pyramid is really geared towards healthy weight, you know, achieving it and maintaining it. And this pyramid, with fruits and vegetables on the bottom, and yes, we include sweets on the top, which, you know, isn't necessarily included in USDA and in My Plate, all foods fit. But the real concept behind the healthy weight pyramid is called caloric density. And when I say caloric density, it simply means eating foods that are lower in calories but higher in nutrient value. All foods fit, but you want to eat the ones that are lower in calories and higher in nutritional quality. And fruits and vegetables at the base of the pyramid are allowed in unlimited amounts. And that's a unique feature of the healthy weight pyramid in the Mayo Clinic diet. We want you filling up on fruits and vegetables, and yet incorporating those whole grains, those lean proteins, healthy fats, and occasional sweets. So everything fits. It's just sort of turning it upside down and with emphasis on fruits and vegetables.
What's the connection between the fiber and the roughage and that kind of stuff? Because you get a lot of that from fruits and vegetables.
You do. You do. And it's not only fiber and roughage, but I'll start with fiber and roughage. Fiber makes you feel fuller longer. It remains in your stomach a little longer, so you have what's called satiety. You're not feeling as hungry as if you were like drinking juice or fruit juice or vegetable juice, because you know that removes a lot of the fiber and it slips right through your stomach and into your intestine, and it's like liquid candy, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Although fruit juices are certainly nutritious,
and they're getting better. There's more choices for lower calorie.
There are. However, you know, along with the fiber found in fruits and vegetables, and I'm going to draw a distinction between the fiber in fruits and vegetables and the fiber in carbohydrates in a second, fruits and vegetables also have a lot of natural water in them, so they're bulky. Think of eating an apple versus eating applesauce, okay? You have much more, a bigger chunk to chew on. You have chew power, first of all, which kind of sends lots of important signals to your brain, versus, you know, applesauce is much more concentrated in terms of calories. A little bit of applesauce is, you know, like a couple of tablespoons of applesauce might be equal to half an apple.
Okay.
And when you think of the difference in the bulk, and that bulkiness or that weight in your stomach also improves satiety. Now, unlike carbohydrates, unlike whole wheat pasta or whole grain crackers, they have fiber too, but they're dry. And so the weight isn't going to give you that satiety. The fiber will stick with you,
mm-hmm.
but the weight of those products aren't as great as the bulk and the weight of fruits and vegetables. And so you're going to be much more full, less hungry. And especially if you're able to eat fruits and vegetables unlimited from a habit standpoint, whenever you're hungry, you're changing your habit by grabbing for an apple or grabbing for veggies versus, you know, maybe grabbing for a candy bar.
Thanks to Nancy in New Albany and also Charles and Shelley in Reynoldsburg, we have $1,120 to go in just about 22 minutes. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. Make your pledge today at the $120 pledge level. The Mayo Clinic Diet. Eat well, enjoy life, and lose weight. It's a nice hardcover book, lots of practical advice, recipes, all kinds of diagrams and charts for you to look at, but mostly a lot of really practical, basic advice that is reiterated. And you can't hear it too often. The things that I'm talking about today with Jennifer Nelson from Mayo Clinic. She's one of the editors of the book. She's director of clinical dietetics and an associate professor of nutrition at College of Medicine, Mayo Clinic. She's also associate medical editor of the new book, The Mayo Clinic Diet. And Jennifer is certainly somebody we would have on no matter what, not just during pledge drive. We would have someone, if she would be on. But this is not just a pledge drive thing. This is the typical programming we bring to you every day, every week on All Sides with Dan Fisher. So show your support right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to George and Susan in Columbus. We have $1,000 to go. Thanks so much to everybody for your support today. Give what you can. We appreciate anything that you can afford, $1 a week, $2 a week, whatever it is, but give and become a member of WOSU right now at the $60 level and above. That's our basic membership level. The WOSU membership card is yours, and it gives you discounts at 200 area restaurants and attractions. I use it all the time. So mine's a little thread where I don't know if you can get a new one or not once it wears out. But 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call, or you can go online to WOSU.org. And again, thanks to everybody who's gotten us to this level at this point. We have $1,000 to go and just about 20 minutes. If you want to talk with Jennifer Nelson, give us a call, 1-614-292-8513. We welcome your calls and questions. Marty in Marion, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Marty.
Thank you so much. Wonderful program.
Thank you. What's your question?
Yes. Oh, yes, I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have lost weight in the past, so I know I can be successful at it. I'm looking to lose probably between 50, 60 pounds, but I am, and I'm all pumped up, ready to start this just about every day, but I am going to be having surgery on a foot in probably about 4 or 5 weeks. It's going to put me out of commission for about 4 or 5 weeks. So should I start my diet now, knowing that I'll lose weight and then fall back and gain weight because I'm not going to be able to exercise much after the surgery for about 4 weeks? Or should I go ahead and psych myself up to go ahead and take a step after the surgery and after I'm able to get back on my feet?
Marty, that's an excellent question and a very important question. Of course, we want to do. You're going to want to eat a very, you know, healthy diet before surgery in order to ensure that you, you know, have all of the right nutrients on board that will help you recover from surgery and heal properly. One of the things that we often do not recommend is extreme dieting before surgery unless it's medically supervised. However, it sounds like what you're really trying to do is, and what I guess I would recommend, is take a look at your eating habits and get those down firmly established first. In other words, tune up those behaviors that you know are not, you know, quite where they should be. Are you eating breakfast? Are you eating, you know, lots of vegetables and fruits, which have great vitamins and minerals important for healing? Are you eating mostly whole grains? Are you walking now prior to surgery as much as you can? Chances are, you know, with if you're having surgery on your foot, maybe that's an issue that you know, you'd need to address, and instead of walking, maybe cycling or swimming or what have you. Look at your bad habits. Are you watching a lot of TV? And in our habit tracker, we say, no, you know, only watch as much TV as much as you're exercising. So in other words, if you're exercising zero, you got to turn the TV off and listen to public radio.
Well, you can know. Watch the show on television, too, but yes. Right,
yeah, or
right.
Exercise while you're watching TV. avoiding sugar. You know, the only snacks you have are vegetables and fruits. Are you keeping a food record? Are you keeping an activity record? All of these are these habits, these standard healthy habits that you're going to need firmly in place prior to surgery to get you through that convalescent period, and then you can hit the diet again running, so to speak. No pun intended.
Marty,
does that help?
Hello, Marty. Oh,
through.
Hi, I'm sorry, Marty. We missed part of your response there. Why don't you start over?
Okay. I was saying develop good eating habits now and maintain that through the surgery and through the recuperation process. That way, I'll already have a jump start on being able to exercise more and lose weight after surgery.
That's correct. Chances are if you go at it using more of a habit standpoint or a habit approach, you'll lose a little weight before surgery, which can be good. But if your eating habits are you know, healthy, chances are you'll get through your surgery fine. You know, I wouldn't recommend losing any more than 1 to 2 pounds a week prior to your surgery. Anything faster is pretty extreme, and I'd avoid that.
Thanks, Marty, for your call. 614-292-8513 if you want to give us a call and talk to Jennifer Nelson, Director of Clinical Dietetics and an Associate Professor of Nutrition at College of Medicine, Mayo Clinic. You can also go online, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org, and you can go online to the Facebook and post your question or comment there. Parth in Columbus called and asked, what does Jennifer think of vegetarianism? He's been a vegetarian all his life.
Vegetarianism, well, it depends. Well, vegetarianism is a healthy eating style. It's able to provide most vitamins and minerals as well as other nutrients, just so long as again, you know, the foods you're selecting are complete and well planned. The only there are some key nutrients that are of a concern or that you need to be aware of in vegetarianism. And one is vitamin B12, which is only found in animal products. So if you are a strict vegan and avoiding all animal products, you're going to need to be supplemented with that. Other forms of vegetarianism that might include fish or might include eggs or might include dairy or various combinations of the above, or if you're a flexitarian, all are going to be very healthy and perhaps more healthy in some ways than the typical American diet that most of us consume.
As long as it has the balance of the nutrients that you need.
That's correct.
Thanks to Peter in Delaware, we have $900 to go in just about 15 minutes. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, and participate in our annual fall membership drive. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and our goal today is simple: to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. All Sides brings you conversations with interesting people and experts in their field like Jennifer Nelson today. But we can only continue the conversation if we have listener support. So go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And in return for your pledge, we are offering you the Mayo Clinic Diet Book for a pledge of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Do something good for yourself and something good for your public radio station. $900 to go to meet the goal. Help us stay on track for the overall goal of the drive. You know how tense it can get around here when we don't. 1-866-897-9678. Intention is not a good way to lose weight. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. And thanks to everybody for showing your support so far. Go ahead, Jennifer.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
Mark in North Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. How are you? Good show.
Thank you.
One of the problems I have is I'm pretty busy. So a lot of times I'll end up skipping breakfast and I weigh more than I need to weigh. I'm 5'10 and a half, weigh about 225 pounds. And I'd like to be around 190. But one of the problems I have, I'm so busy that I end up not eating, and I eat when I'm hungry, so I'll pig out and eat a lot in one setting.
Well, I'm really dealing with
a habit issue.
That definitely is a habit issue. And it's a reinforced habit issue because what happens is when you don't eat, your appetite kind of, goes down. You're probably not hungry in the morning either, are you?
No, not really. I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not hungry in the morning.
And so, you probably cruise through your morning, maybe grab a cup of coffee or something, and, noon, maybe you're busy. Maybe you just grab something small, sandwich, something like that.
Right.
Afternoon, okay. Chances are you're getting tired. It's the end of your day. You go home, you haven't planned anything for supper, you open up the refrigerator and the cupboards and you graze through everything you can, right?
Right.
Yeah.
She's got you nailed, Mark.
Yeah.
Totally. And then it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. You're probably, sitting in front of the TV or, you go back to the refrigerator a few more times before bedtime. And so you're not hungry in the morning because you're still processing all of that less healthy, higher calorie food that appears later in the day.
Right.
Okay. And so you're not hungry and you're not eating the healthier sorts of things that oftentimes appear earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And so a couple of things that you could do. One is plan some quick breakfast that you can grab on the way out. It might just simply start as grabbing a piece of fruit.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about, peanut butter and a couple of slices of whole grain toast.
Okay. I could do that.
Something simple, something quick. A lot of people may also have, a sandwich to grab in the morning and take on their commute to work.
Yeah.
And also plan something for when you get home at the end of your day, so that you're not walking in and just, you know, it's feast time. And
the book suggests there's a lot of healthy foods that are prepared foods now. If you go to the grocery store, they're freshly prepared. You can pick that kind of thing up pretty easily nowadays.
That's a great suggestion, Ann.
Yeah, I travel quite a bit, so one of the problems I have is, and I do a lot of traveling in the car. And
are you doing dashboard dining too?
No, I don't particularly like to.
Okay.
But you know, I'll end up, you know, maybe eating a later lunch with a client, and I'm just having a horrible time with choices. I mean, because, you know, I love fries. I love I love food. so I'm struggling with my choice. I know what to eat. But at the time of, I guess I'm waiting. I'm probably waiting until I'm too hungry, and then I'm just going. Once I'm too hungry, I'm going to go for what comforts me.
Well, you know, Jennifer, there's something in the book. It talks about just starting with a few things at a time, changing habits. Not to do this whole wholesale change in your lifestyle, but just maybe just start out with that one apple in the morning, or that
right.
Just starting with that instead of trying to change it all at once.
Right. And another thing, Mark, that you might want to try, and this is one of the most successful weight loss techniques that has been found to be tried and true by the National Registry for Obesity. James Hill and his colleagues in Colorado found that this was the most successful technique. You have to be very committed to do it. And that is write everything down, every bite that you have that you eat for a week, and keep track. You say you know what to do. Well, take a look at what you've been doing first. You probably know, you know, intuitively what you're doing, but then you can kind of see how if I substituted a main entree salad instead of the fried chicken French fries kind of thing, which is generally available in restaurants, you could still make a great impact on your eating and your food selections. And you don't have to go, you know, cold turkey on a lot of things. But write everything down that you eat so that you have even greater awareness, and then look for clues at what simple substitutions you might be able to make.
Thanks, Mark, for that call, and good luck. Our goal this hour was $2,000. We have only $750 to go. Thanks to Frederick in Dublin, and thanks also to Sarah in Columbus. Thanks for your support of your public radio station. What a healthy thing to do today. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your pledge right now. We have just about a little less than 7 minutes to go, and $750 to go. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And with a membership to 89.7 NPR News, you'll be supporting public radio and supporting all sides. And this hour only, we're offering you the Mayo Clinic Diet. This book is easy to understand and accessible. It will teach you how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, because better health is the key to better weight. Pick up the phone and call 1-866-897-9678, or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. Pledge what you can afford, and if you pledge at the $120 level, our gift to you, the Mayo Clinic Diet book. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and if listening to public radio is an important part of your day, then we need to hear from you now. If your day is not complete without Morning Edition and All Things Considered, then you are a true public radio loyal listener. Make a pledge of $120 right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Our pledges come in all shapes and sizes. Pick up the phone and call 1-866-897-9678, or visit WOSU.org if you'd like to go online, if you'd like to do it in person. Thanks to Christopher and Karen in Columbus, we have $600 to go. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Let's get one more call in, Jennifer, before we need to move on. Amy in Grove City, welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have two quick questions. One is I would like to get Jennifer's take on the Eat Right for Your Blood Type diets, and also any suggestions for people who are hypothyroid.
Okay. The Eat Right for Your Blood Type diet is just as kind of a very basic explanation. There are several different blood types that humans have, and they match different diets to different blood types. You might be a hunter-gatherer type blood type, and you know the emphasis would be on meats. You might be more of an agricultural blood type, and so your emphasis is going to be on grains. In terms of successful weight loss, any diet that restricts calories is going to result in weight loss. I wish we had the answer that is it, you know, for your blood type, or is it, you know, an Atkins type diet, or is it a Mayo Clinic type diet? What we are focusing on is healthy and variety. And the research is showing that a healthy diet that's not narrowed down, that is inclusive of all healthy foods, is in the lifelong pursuit of healthy weight, is the healthiest and the most successful. In terms of hypothyroidism, one of the things that is important, more important than perhaps calories, is making sure that the medication that you're taking has your thyroid under good control, because hypothyroidism does lower your body's ability to metabolize calories, and if that is not corrected, then you're going to be struggling more than you need to be. And I hope that's helpful.
Thank you, Amy, in Grove City. We appreciate your call. We appreciate everyone who's shown their support. We are stuck at $600. We have a little over 2 minutes to go before the end of the hour. 1-866-897-9678. Jennifer Nelson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Jennifer Nelson, she's associate medical editor of the new book, The Mayo Clinic Diet. We've been talking about that book today. It's a beautiful book, hardcover book, very, very nice, very well done. Lots of pictures, lots of graphics, and it's our gift to you in appreciation for your pledge at the $120 level. The book is easy to understand and accessible. Give us a call. We need four more calls to meet that goal. We have 2 minutes, four calls in 2 minutes, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as they say. We have our volunteer standing by to take your call right now. They came all the way down here. They're Central Ohioans too. They love their public radio station. They show their support in many ways, including volunteering today. Let's give them some work to do. It always feels better when you have something to do when you're a volunteer. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Sally and Powell, we have $400 to go. We have a minute and a half and we can do it. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Every little bit helps, just like when you're working on that diet. It's just the little things. Just start cutting corners in the little things, making little changes, and they end up making big changes in the long run, and that's how public radio operates. Little bit here, little bit there. Everybody pitches in, and we can put on a beautiful radio program for you. We can provide the kind of programming that you've become accustomed to every single day. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to everybody for your support today. We appreciate it. That's 1-866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. And thank you. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Marburn Academy, a forward-thinking school for ADHD and dyslexic students, hosting a community parent seminar, Understanding the Problems of ADHD Children, Tuesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. More at marburnacademy.org.